This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of a special 100-day campaign with a focus on the high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB in a multi-pronged manner with doubling support to patients, Janbhagidari, newer drugs, the use of technology and better diagnostic tools. He appealed to all to come together and do their bit to eliminate TB. Earlier, responding to a post of Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda, Prime Minister Modi said that initiatives like Nikshay Mitras and shorter and effective treatments have significantly reduced TB incidence, improved recovery rates and reinforced India's global leadership in combating TB. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda had expressed confidence that the TB eradication program will prove to be a milestone in making the country tuberculosis-free by 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that it is a matter of immense pride for India that Archbishop George Kubakar has elevated as a cardinal by Pope Francis. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Government of India has sent a delegation led by Union Minister George Kurian to witness the ceremony. He added that prior to the ceremony, the Indian delegation also called on Pope Francis. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday laid the foundation stones for different projects, including three railway projects worth 6,294 crore rupees in North Odisha, connecting Kendujhar and Mayurbhanj districts. She also initiated projects for a tribal research and development center, a 52.4 crore rupees 100-bed hospital and development project for upgrading Danbos airstrip at Rai Rangpur in her home district Mayurbhanj. The Unified Payments Interface UPI, which was launched in 2016, has transformed financial access in the country. According to a study titled Open Banking and Digital Payments, Implications for Credit Access, UPI has enabled nearly 300 million individuals and around 50 million merchants to perform seamless digital transactions. As per the study, 75% of all digital retail payments in India were done through UPI by October last year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the need for a more innovative and participative diplomacy to resolve global conflicts. He pointed towards negotiations rather than continued warfare in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at a panel discussion on conflict mediation in a new era at the Doha Forum 2024 in Qatar yesterday. The minister spoke about India's balanced role in the Russia-Ukraine conflict and expressed support for the global south affected by rising costs. The 22nd Doha Forum began yesterday with the theme, The Innovation Imperative. The event brings together over 4,500 participants from more than 150 countries. Syrian rebels have reportedly launched an operation to encircle government-held capital city of Damascus after seizing the nearby towns. The spokesperson of the rebel coalition led by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham group said the final phase of their operation to encircle Damascus has started. However, the Syrian Defense Ministry denied that their forces are withdrawing from the Damascus region, accusing the rebels of spreading panic. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol survived an impeachment motion in the opposition-led parliament after members of his party boycotted the vote. The motion was brought by the opposition over the president's attempt to impose martial law earlier this week. In the World Chess Championship, the 10th game between Indian Grandmaster Digu Kesh and defending champion Ding Liren of China ended in a draw in Singapore yesterday. In cricket, Australia continued to dominate the ongoing second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against India at Adelaide Oval. The visitors were 128 for 5 at the draw of stumps on day 2, still trailing first innings total of host by 29 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.